When Panic Attacks, written by Onya Tabraidi and read by Helen Lloyd. Ideally, your doctor would put your mind at rest early on by clearly diagnosing panic attacks. Often, however, as months pass without improvement, confidence begins to erode, and many sufferers push for referral to a specialist. Your reaction to all the tests, ECGs, brain scans, X-rays, which come back negative, can be a mixture of relief and disquiet. As symptoms continue, you may worry that something serious is being missed. Even when a condition is diagnosed as panic, it may merely provide a name, but not a satisfactory explanation for the upsetting symptoms. How can you have such a racing heart in the absence of heart disease, or be so breathless in the absence of lung disease? What is causing the dizziness and unsteadiness if it is not a brain abnormality? Surely paranoia indicates a psychiatric problem. If anxiety-lowering medication is prescribed by your doctor, this can create as much concern as it eases. In our culture, the need for psychiatric medication carries a stigma that medication for high blood pressure or asthma, for example, does not. And most people don't want to take it unless absolutely necessary. Implications for the future loom large in their imagination as they begin perceiving themselves for the first time as someone suffering from a mental problem. Matching with the right professional. There are many reasons why panic is not treated as soon as it might be, or by the appropriate professional. Many sufferers report one or two symptoms only, usually the ones that alarm them. For example, a breathing problem will get any doctor thinking of heart irregularities long before panic. If the focus is only on breathing difficulties, asthma is a likely diagnosis, and an inhaler may be prescribed to widen the air passages. Zoning in on dizziness, unsteadiness, or mental confusion may prompt neurological investigations. Nausea or bowel disturbances can lead to unnecessary probing of orifices in search of a lesion. An incomplete understanding of the full range of panic symptoms by doctors, coupled with insufficient time in busy schedules to delve any deeper, means that the relevant questions often go unasked. As Wittgenstein said, "If all you have is a hammer, everything is a nail." Even if an underlying psychological issue is identified, reliance on medication as the first line of treatment ignores the experience of many that either it doesn't work or its effect is only partial. The root cause remains, and lives continue to be sacrificed, sometimes literally, on the altar of panic. It has been my experience that those who find themselves in this desperate situation, where little hope of change is offered, inevitably become depressed, a diagnosis to which their entire rag bag of symptoms is wrongly attributed.